So today, of course, is our last class.
Danas imamo zadnju lekciju.
So we have to try to wrap everything up.
Morat ćemo sve sažeti.
A difficult task as we're taking on, looking at fear.
Dakle, imali smo težak zadatak, razgledali smo strah i njegove različite manifestacije.
Let me read a passage.
Pročitat ću vam izvadak.
Before we start working on our homework. Prije
što produžimo, pregledamo naše domaće zadatke.
Prabhupada is speaking.
Prabhupada govori.
So the spiritual life is very delicate.
Duhovni život je vrlo delikatna stvar.
We have to conduct the spiritual life very cautiously.
Moramo prekrasirati duhovni život na vrlo svjestan način.
Little deviation
may
create great havoc.
Može stvoriti veliki kaos.
Great havoc means again.
Kaos znači ponovo.
Material life.
Materijalni život.
And material life means.
A materijalni život znači.
Suffering.
Patnja.
Bayam. Divicha bivadestastaha, always in fearfulness.
Uvijek pod utjecajem straha.
So long we are in this material life.
Dok god smo u materijalnom svijetu.
There must be fearfulness.
Morat ćemo iskušavati strah.
Otherwise, Prabhupada is saying.
Prabhupada kaže.
Of the conditioned state of things.
To je dio jednostavno uvjetovanog stanja. Dokle god imamo materijalno tijelo, postojeće dualnost. Neke stvari dolaze skupa s ovim paketom.
So we have to make the best of a bad bargain.
Zato moramo iskoristiti najbolje loše sklopljeni posao.
So a bad bargain, we want to minimize
loše sklopljeni posao.
The difficulties.
U loše sklopljenom poslu želimo umanjiti poteškoće sve dok jednog trenutka više ne bude bilo uopće poteškoće. Dokle god ste
24 elements
under
the influence of the time factor,
dokle god ste pod utjecajem 24 elementa,
then you will have to feel fearfulness.
Morat ćete osjećati strah.
Although actually,
iako u suštini,
by constitutional position,
po svom izvornom položaju,
you have no fear.
Niste nikada u strahu.
Every one of us, we know this.
Svi mi to znamo.
Not everyone.
Ne svako.
At least those who are a little advanced.
Barem oni koji su dovoljno napredni.
In understanding
Bhagavad Gita,
the ABCD of spiritual knowledge.
Duhovnog znanja.
It's amazing, it's the most basic thing, we're not these bodies.
Čak i ta bazična stvar, mi smo ovo tijelo. Međutim, to je tako teško za razumijeti, tako je teško nadići taj
dovjetlost. When the body is in danger,
kada je tijelo u opasnosti,
we become fearful.
Postajemo ispunjeni strahom.
Because we're existing in this material
zato što
environment.
Existiramo u ovoj materijalnoj, na ovoj materijalnoj razini, u materijalnom
okruženju, da bismo se fearful situation of life,
izvukli iz te situacije ispunjene strahom,
that is material life,
što znači materijalni život,
if we take shelter of the lotus feet,
trebamo uzeti utočište
lotusovih stopala, Charanavinda.
Abhaya Charanavinda.
Remember, this is Prabhupada's name.
To je Prabhupada ime.
Prabhupada's name emphasizes one who is fearless.
Prabhupada ovo ime označava onoga koji je neustrašiv.
We will be particularly honoring his appearance day tomorrow.
Čut ćemo više o tome njegov dan odlaska. Od pojave
sutra. This bayam element.
Ovo je element baje.
Fearfulness element.
Element straha.
Will be completely nil.
Će biti potpuno uništen.
So ahankara vimudhatma kartaham. Bhagavad Gita 3.27.
Bhagavad Gita u trećem poglavlju.
Our identification. That is false identification.
Naša identifikacija je kriva identifikacija, lažna.
The four subtle senses.
Postoji.
Mana, budi, ahankara,
čita. Četiri subtilna čula. Mana, budi, ahankara, čita, svjesnost.
So when the consciousness is materially absorbed,
materialno,
then there is fear.
Onda se javlja strah.
And when the consciousness is pure consciousness,
svjesnost, čista svjesnost,
that means Krishna consciousness.
To znači svjesnost Krishna.
I am eternal servant of Krishna.
Ja sam vječni sluga Krishna.
Then there is no baya.
I više nema straha.
The more we advance in Krishna consciousness,
što više napredujemo u svjesnosti Krishna,
the more we become free,
više postati slobodni
from fearfulness,
od straha.
Therefore,
Prahlad Maharaj
advises,
savjetuje,
hitvatma patam griham arha kupam vano gatoya darim asrayatit. Srimad Bhagavatam
7:5-5.
This is Prahlad speaking.
Prahlad govori.
The real position of fearlessness,
pravi položaj neustrašivosti,
is harim asrayet.
Harim asrayet.
Taking shelter of hari.
Harija.
Hari means.
Hari znači.
What does hari mean?
Što znači hari? onaj ko
yes, Hari is one who destroys, takes away.
Uništava, onaj ko uzima
the coverings of material desires.
Prikrivanje materijalnih želja.
Hari means takes away all subjective
Hari
things
znači,
of fearfulness.
Oduzima sve stvari koje donose strah.
That is Hari.
To je Hari.
We say Hare or Hare Krishna.
Kažemo Hare Krishna.
So we are calling on Srimati Radharani.
Dozivamo Srimati Radharani.
We are addressing Krishna's internal energies.
Obraćamo se Krishna unutarnjoj energiji.
Again, taking away
ponovo,
so we can be ready to meet Krishna.
Ona može odneti nepovoljne stvari da možemo susresti Krishnu.
We don't say Krishna Hari, we
ne
say Hare Krishna.
Hare, Krishna Hare, već Hare Krishna.
He takes away all
on
miserable conditions of life.
Sve bjedne,
Hari,
sve bjedne
Aram,
uvjete života.
Ashrayat tat sadhu manye sara vraya dihinam sadhu samud vigna diyam asat grahat. We have accepted the asat.
Prihvatili smo asat.
These 24 elements as described before us
opisane,
as identification with me or with the body.
Identifikacija sa tijelom.
They are not permanent.
Oni nisu stalni,
temporary situation.
Privremena situacija.
Changing one after another.
Mijenja se jedna za drugom.
So asat grihat.
Asat.
What will happen next?
Šta će se sljedeće dogoditi?
People are worried. What will happen next?
Ljudi brinu, šta će se sljedeće dogoditi?
You will even see a small insect.
Čak i mali insekt možete
birds,
vidjeti.
Beasts,
ptice,
human beings,
zvijeri,
animals,
ljudska bića, životinje.
Even elephants,
čak
and
slonovi,
tigers and lions.
Tigrovi, lavovi.
Everyone is fearful.
Svi se boje.
Everybody is fearful of something.
Svako se ponekad boje.
Therefore, there cannot be any fearlessness.
Ne može postati neustrašivosti u materijalnom svijetu.
Even big nations.
Čak i velike nacije.
The American nation.
Američka nacija.
They're also fearful of the Russians.
Oni se također boje Rusa.
And the Russians.
A Rusi?
They are fearful of the Americans.
Oni se boje Amerikanaca.
You can see the whole political field.
Možemo vidjeti čitavo političko
polje. Our Indians.
Polje. Naši
Indijanci.
Oni se boje Pakistanaca.
Pakistan is fearful.
Pakistan se boje.
This is material existence.
To je materijalno postojanje.
You cannot avoid it.
Ne možete to izbjeći.
Unless
ukoliko
you take shelter
ne uzmete utočište
of the lotus feet of Krishna.
Lotus stopala Krishna.
So that is somewhat
to je
also summarizing some of our discussion this week.
Sažima da je
as long as we're in material world,
dakle, naše diskusije,
we're dealing with all of the dualities
dakle,
god smo
u materijalnom svijetu, morat ćemo se sukobljavati sa dualnostima materijalnog postojanja.
This is part of the existence in material,
to je jednostavno dio života na materijalnom području.
But we, as devotees,
ali mi kao bakte,
we are not satisfied.
Mi nismo zadovoljni.
Of just living a material life,
sa življenjem materijalnog života u ovom materijalnom zatvoru.
So we're trying to see how to break out.
Mi pokušamo vidjeti kako da probudimo, kako da se oslobodimo
zarobljeništva.
I zato je dati čitav proces bhakti.
How to break out of the prison.
Kako se osloboditi zatvora.
Come to the Vasudev platform.
I doći do Vasudev razine.
Not only seeing Krishna face to face.
Jer ne samo da možemo vidjeti Krishna licem u lice.
But being able to eat with them.
Međutim da budemo u stanju da
častimo s njim.
Da se raspravljamo s njim, da se igramo s njim.
And be with so many others
i da budemo sa tako puno drugih
who are totally free
koji su potpuno slobodni
from any limitations.
Od ograničenja.
Today in Purnachandra's class,
danas na lekciji Purnachandra,
so nice explained,
tako je bilo lijepo objašnjeno,
so much of the potentiality,
tako puno potencijala ima
of the living entity,
živo biće,
in the unconditioned state,
u neuvjetovanom stanju.
How one can also have various expansions.
Također može imati
so many different lilas.
Tako puno različitih lila.
While still remaining in the original swarup in the spiritual world.
Dok prebio u originalnom swarupu u duhovnom svijetu.
So it's like we have amnesia now.
A trenutno patimo od amnezije.
This is a mental illness.
To je mentalna bolest. Kad osoba zaboravlja.
So the whole process of bhakti.
Cijeli proces bhakti.
Is how once and for all.
Da se jednom za uvijek. Potpuno probudimo do kada se budemo mogli sjećati određene okolice, određene situacije pomažu da se postepeno naše sjećanje vrati. Kada osoba pati od amnezije, recimo, neke stvari koje su vam bile prije bliske, koje su vam bile poznate, nam mogu posjetiti da se prisjetim, nam mogu pomoći da se prisjetimo. Dakle, mi ne pokušavamo poznati ništa novo, mi jednostavno pokušavamo sjećati se, prisjetiti se, ponovo se povezati.
So we have a simple assignment for today.
Dakle, za danas imamo jednostavan zadatak.
Our last homework assignment.
Zadnji zadatak.
Or maybe not.
Ili možda ne.
Maybe we'll give you an assignment to
do until
we come back again next year.
Kad se budem vratiti iduće godine, da imate spremno.
So you can't get away from me.
Ne možete pobjeći od mene.
So our assignment was the twofold.
Naš zadatak je bio dvostruki.
We wanted to reflect on some of the
great
personalities in the Shastra.
Razmišljati o osobnostima koje su opisane u Shastri.
Who have shown
koji su
a great commitment
veliku,
to fearlessness.
Veliku posvećenost neustrašivosti.
Something about their lila, their own pastime.
Nešto o njihovoj lili, o njihovim zabavama.
Has a way to inspire us.
Na taj način možemo se inspirirati.
To also to
također,
try to be fearless.
Pokušamo biti neustrašivi.
So we want first devotees to share.
Želimo prvo da bakte.
Someone in the Ashastra, some pastime,
neku zabavu,
some story,
neku priču,
connected with a particular personality, whose actions of fearlessness
čije djelatnosti neustrašivosti
is inspiring to you.
Je inspirirajuća za vas.
And we want to think about these great personalities
o tim velikim osobnostima.
So we can follow the example.
Možemo slijediti primjer.
We can see the results when
možemo
we're
vidjeti rezultat. Koji dostižemo kad smo neustrašivi. Možemo se napuniti s energijom
by how they do not give in to situations.
Slušajući kako se oni ne predaju.
And most important how they depend on Krishna.
I na kraju krajeva najbitnija stvar je da vidimo kako oni ovise o Krišni.
So we will have short class so we can have the majority of the period for some questions and answers.
Kratko ćemo govoriti tako da ostavimo vrijeme za pitanje i odgovore.
We look over the whole course.
Tako da ćemo pregledati cijeli seminar.
A particular personality in the scripture.
O određenoj osobi iz spisa.
As they remember and think about this person, this past time, this entity, it becomes greatly a source of inspiration.
Koji je veliki izvor inspiracije za nas.
Helping us to appreciate.
Koji nam može pomoći da cijenimo tu odliku neustrašivosti.
Someone who we would also like to be like.
Osobu kao koje smo.
By their wonderful example of depending on Krishna.
Čiji bismo primjer želili slijediti.
Uttananda, was the mic? Oh, pass it on.
Pa, ja sam se sad sjetila Prahlad Maharadža.
Prahlad Maharadž, kim to my mind?
Njega je right otac now. Jako zlostavljao, ali on ima tako čvrstu vjeru da je uvijek znao da će ga...
Stand up, want to make you fearful, don't forget.
Budi neustrašio, ustani. He had very strong faith, although he was molested by his father.
Uvijek ima čvrsto vjeru da će ga gospodin zaštiti.
The Lord will protect
bez obzira što ga je otec pokušao i ubiti, zlostavljao ga na sve moguće načine, on je znao da će ga gospodin zaštiti.
He knew the Lord would protect me.
Okay. One of very classical examples.
To je klasični primjer.
Prahlad Maharadž.
Prahlad Maharadž.
He's a little boy.
On je mali dječak.
He had so much to be afraid of.
Tako se puno stvari bi mogao. Tako puno stvari se treba bojati u principu. Njegov otac je veliki demon.
Trying to kill him in so many ways.
Pokušava ga ubiti na različite načine.
But he just took shelter of Krishna.
Ali on jednostavno uzima utočište Krishna.
Prahlad Maharadž ki! Someone else?
Yes. Neko drugi?
Must I stand up?
Must then. You're not the body.
Okay. I'm remembering Haridas Thakur.
Sjećam se Haridas Thakura.
He was beaten on 22 marked places.
Bičevali na 21 na 21 tržnici,
ali. Wouldn't give up his chanting of the holy name. He said that he will be that they will if they
ako
žele
if they want
mogu ga rasknuti na komadiće,
they could tear him in pieces, onako, his body.
Na komadiće,
they could cut him in pieces, but he won't give up the chanting.
Prekrasna inspiracija.
There's a wonderful inspiration.
Wonderful story of perseverance.
To je prekrasna priča o postojanosti,
faith,
vjeri,
fearlessness,
neustrašivosti,
dedication, dependence on Krishna.
O posvećenosti i ovisnosti o Krishna.
To be in so many ways, so many places.
Tako su ga mučili na različitim mjestima.
Accept everything
on
as Krishna's mercy.
Prihvatio sve kao Krishna milost.
Because he was so surrendered to Krishna.
Jer je bio toliko predan Krishna.
Krishna was protecting him.
Krishna ga je zbog toga i štitio.
Even though this happened to his body.
Čekao je se to dogodilo njegovom tijelu.
And the Mahaprakash, when Lord Chaitanya.
Mahaprakash, gospodin Chaitanya.
Was having his wonderful intimate association
se družio intimno sa svojim baktama u kući Šri Vastra.
One past time he
jedna zabava,
his back,
on je pokazao svoje leđa,
showing how he had personally taken the
pokazao kako je osobno prihvatio na sebe
the lashes
udarce
when Haridas Thakura was being whipped
kad je pravo kad su Haridas Thakura bičevali.
Hajde sa koki! Someone else? Yes. Babina?
Ljudi, možeš me repliti? Molim.
Ja sam razmišljao o kralju Harišćandri.
About, huh?
Kralj Harišćandri.
About King Harišćandri.
To je bila lila gdje su se Vishvamitra...
Gdje su se lila u en Vishvamitra?
Vishvamitra i ovaj drugi, kako se zva mudrac.
Vasišta.
Vasišta, da.
Vasišta.
Gdje su se kladali ovoga, gdje su se kladili o njegove odlučnosti, o njegovom striktnom slijeđenju, da li će popustiti, neće popustiti, tako.
They were observing his strict observation of a certain vow.
Da. I ovoga, i onda kroz kakve sve kroz kakve sve poteškoće prolazio Harišćandra.
What difficulty he has to pass through? What difficulty he had to pass through?
To mu je sve Vishvamitra činio, ne?
What Vishvamitra did to him?
Gdje je ostao praktički bez kraljestva, bez
he was left without his kingdom,
bez svoje obitelji,
without
bez
his family,
znači žene,
djeteta,
i na kraju gdje je prodao sam sebe, ali nije ovoga pustio.
At the end, finally he sold himself, but he wouldn't give up.
Good. So we see, like in Harishchandra, these personalities,
ove osobnosti,
they have so many reasons.
Imaju toliko puno razloga.
They say, hey, Krishna, kažu, Govinda,
Krishna Govinda,
too much.
Ovo je previše.
Your bhajan trying to serve you, too much difficulty.
Ja te pokažem služiti, a ovo je previše problema.
Lad.
Haridas prahlad.
They could have said, hold it.
Mogli su reći,
enough
čekaj
is
malo.
Enough.
Šta je, mnogo, mnogo je.
Now, I'm going to worship Ganesh,
Ganesha, Shiva.
Om namo Shivaya. No more worship of Krishna.
Nema više obožavanja Krishne.
But they didn't do that.
Oni to nisu učinili.
The opposite.
Upravo suprotno.
They didn't demand anything.
Ništa nisu tražili.
They didn't question.
Nisu postavili pitanja.
Maybe Krishna has forgotten about them.
Da li Krishna zaboravio?
Maybe Krishna has favorites.
Da li?
Perhaps he doesn't really deliver all of his promises.
Možda Krishna ne izvršava baš sve svoje obećanja.
They didn't say, at least Krishna, make life easy for me.
Oh, kad bi bar Krishna mi olakšao ovaj život.
There's so few entities trying to serve you.
Ima tako puno, tako malo ljudi koji te služe.
Life easy for those.
Pa ti njima trebaš malo olakšati život. Oni te pokušavaju, ti pokušavaju ti priče,
oni se sjećaju. Those who are others about you.
Oni podučavaju druge o tebi.
But often,
ali često puta
very high level first class devotees,
jako uzvišeni prvoklasni bhakte,
they undergo more challenges,
oni moraju preći puno više ispita nego
greater
drugi,
greater attacks than anyone,
puno više napada je nego drugi.
We'll never have to experience the degree that they things they have to experience. But at the same time we see
vrijeme,
that their faith does not shift,
se ne mijenja,
because they're always thinking of Krishna.
Oni uvijek misle na Krishna.
And they don't allow anything to come in between, to separate.
Dozvoljavaju da ništa dođe između njih i Krishne, da
odvoji
Krishnu ljubav od njih i njihov ljubav od Krishne.
Maybe one or two more?
Još jedan ili dva primjera?
Bring to the side.
Maharaj Ambarish, when Durvasa Muni cursed him,
Durvasa Muni ga
proklao, he was so fearless and peaceful, he didn't even move, he knew that Krishna would protect him, because he was following strictly his vows, and he knew that Krishna is always protecting him.
Imagine, someone curse you.
Neko vas prokune.
So, no problem.
Nema problema.
You keep on doing what you have to do.
Nastavite obavljati svoju dužnost.
No anger.
Nema ljutnje.
No fear.
Nema straha.
No change of your lifestyle.
Ne promijenite životni stil.
Bhagavatam says how
kaže,
even before Ambarish was cursed,
prije no što je Ambarish dobio to
prokletstvo, Krishna
već uredio njegovu zaštitu.
So when we are high level bhakta,
mi, jako
even
bhakta,
before
prije,
calamity or problem takes place,
ili problem se javi,
Krishna is already arranging for us to benefit
Krishna
in some way.
Uređuje stvari da nas neki način blagoslovi, da nam pruži.
But we have to have that level of dedication.
Ali moramo imati tu vrstu posvećenosti.
Ambarish Maharaj ki! Is someone else? Yes.
Neko drugi?
Ja sam se sjetila
I remembered
prvo Draupadi i Draupadi. Nje se prilično često sjećam.
I often
ona mi se nekako činila najbespomoćnija.
She, I thought of her as the most
bila je ostavljena, izigrana, muževi su kockali, izgubili su sve i na kraju nju i pred velikim skupom je
at the big assembly,
trebala biti obeščašćena.
She was supposed to be,
to
disgraced.
Su bili no. stvarno trenuci kad je ona
when
bila inspirirana predati se Krišni i on je tako milostivo zaštitio
na, na
vrlo neobičan način dao je sariju beskonačno dugački sari i nisu mogli učiniti joj sramotu. I još imam jedan primjer da sam se sjetila sada. Pa Krišna je posebnu milost izrazio i Šila Prabhupadu na brodu Jaladuti kad je bilo olojno more, kad je Šila Prabhupada skoro napustio tijelo. Nakon toga je ocem bio miran čitavi put i sam kapetan je rekao da nikad nije bilo more tako mirno.
The ocean stayed calm and the captain himself said that he never experienced such calm.
I još mnogo puta je Šila Prabhupada Krišna izrazio svoj, ali ovo mi je baš
and in many other times,
početak puta je upečatljiv.
But this is very remarkable.
See, yes, in our own example of
Srila Prabhupada,
such an elderly age,
on je bio već u poznom dobu, došao u Ameriku,
comes on a ship,
na brodu,
has just one confrontation after another.
To bi se jedan problem za drugim su se javljali.
But it just depended on Krishna.
Ali on je ovisio o Krishna.
Didn't have money, didn't have a lot of support.
Nimao para, nimao prijatelja.
In the case of Draupadi,
a u slučaju Draupadi,
I think the first day when we had the class of how Draupadi at first was depending on
je prvo ovisila
some of her husbands,
o svojim muževima,
and so Krishna did not appear at first so fast. But as she
ali kako je ona
simply depended fully
jednostavno
on
him, počela ovisiti jedino o njemu,
this shows that sometimes
to nam pokazuje da ponekad
we may be disappointed
možda smo razočarani sa svih strana samo razočaranje.
Husband may disappoint us. Or husbands, my husband.
Naš muž nas može razočarati. Žena nas može razočarati.
Children may disappoint us.
Djeca mogu razočarati.
Our leaders may disappoint us.
Or lideri.
We may disappoint ourselves.
Možemo sami sebe razočarati.
But Krishna is still there.
Ali Krishna je još uvijek tu.
He's watching it all.
On sve to promatra.
Super soul is watching it all.
Nad duša sve to gleda.
And our own individual soul was watching. I naša vlastita
osobna duša također promatra sve što se zbiva.
But one day we get to a point
ali jednog dana dođemo
that we're tired of just using our own intelligence.
Kada moramo početi koristiti svoju vlastitu inteligenciju.
And now we want to turn the intelligence and mind over to be controlled and directed
I
by Krishna.
I želimo tada učiniti da naš um i inteligencija budu upravljani od strane Krishna.
Draupadi Srila Prabhupada ki! So now,
sada?
Our last assignment
naš sljedeći zadatak
was for you to look at your own life
da promatrate svoj vlastiti život
and to consider a time
i da,
that you were
se
in a crisis.
Vremena ili perioda kad ste vi bili u problemima.
So many reasons to be fearful.
Jako puno razloga da se osjećate uplašenim.
But somehow you
ali na neki način
just try to depend on
pokušali
Krishna.
Pokušali ste ovisiti o Krišni.
And you can distinctly see that Krishna provided
jasno vidjeti da je
protection.
Krišna obezbijedio zaštitu.
Somehow Krishna intervened.
Neki način se Krišna umiješao.
Gave some guidance.
Pokazao
some protection.
Zaštitu vam je
some
pružio.
Solace.
Utjehu vam je pružio.
So who would like to share?
Ko bi želio govoriti?
One of their own personal examples.
O svom vlastom.
We have the wonderful examples
primjeru.
In the scripture.
Imate prekrasne primjere u spisima.
So these we should live by.
S njima trebamo živjeti.
Constantly remember.
Stalno ih se sjećati.
Smaranam. It helps us to be
to
more pomaže,
da postanemo osjetljivi, osjećajniji prema tome
carries out his promises.
Kako Krišna izvršava, ispunjava svoja
obećanja.
Kad bi imali poteškoće kao što su imali ove velike osobnosti, to nije moguće. Međutim, trebamo očekivati da će imati svoje vlastite poteškoće.
Kad čitamo Gitu, čitamo
o Kurukshetri, o bitci.
So we should also remind ourselves, each one of us
podsjećati svaki put
must engage in our own battle of
Kurukshetra.
Each of us will have to deal with confrontation having to make significant choices.
Moraće raditi izbore.
Having sometimes to deal
ponekad će
with very close relatives and friends.
Se sukobiti sa vrlo bliskim prijateljima i rođacima.
Each of us will be in a situation where we are rather bewildered, confused about exactly what we should do.
U vezi s tim što nam je zaista činiti.
We are to be reminded.
Morat ćemo se
podsjećati
da upravo kao što je Arjuna.
But still, Arjuna had to act based on his free will.
Morao djelovati na temelju svoje vlastite slobodne volje.
Krishna didn't say, "Okay, Arjuna."
Krishna nije rekao, "U redu, Arjuna."
You just sit down here.
Sjedni ovdje.
And you watch me finish them off.
I promatraj kako ću ja njih sve lijepo srediti.
He didn't say, "Arjuna." Rekao, "Arjuna, you go meditate somewhere."
Nije rekao, "Arjuna, idi meditiraj."
And when you finish,
a kad
you'll
budeš gotov, onda ćeš vidjeti
that they'll all be dead.
Da su svi oni mrtvi.
He didn't say, "Arjuna, I've told you all these
Arjuna,
things.
Rekao sam ti sve ove lijepe stvari.
Now you must
sada moraš
do
učiniti
as I've instructed."
Kao što sam ti rekao.
Said to taste to see the Thakuru. Now you have heard.
Rekao,
now it's up to you. You must make choice.
Sad je na tebi.
Go ahead and
moraš
act.
Odabrati.
Do the necessary.
Učini ono što je nužno. Djeluj.
But of course, as we make our choice,
naravno, mi također moramo
there are some consequences
based on whatever the choice nešto, we make.
So now we want to hear from some of you.
Sad želimo čuti
your own case.
Vas vlastiti
slučaj. Of a time,
vremena ili perioda,
there was big
situacije
crisis.
Kada ste prolazili kroz velike
something
krize.
Serious that,
nešto
was causing fear.
Ozbiljno što je uzrokovalo strah.
But, take it back there. Where's the mic? Is this here first? Okay. But instead of just running away from Krishna,
ne samo,
giving up,
da ste pobjegli od Krishna, da ste se odrekli.
Mataji, you can do first. Instead of running away from Krishna,
umjesto pobjegnete od Krishna.
Some people even curse Krishna.
Iako su neki ljudi su proklinjali Krishna.
Or they lose faith.
Izgubili su vjeru.
But we saw that Krishna intervened.
Ali mi smo vidjeli da se Krishna umješao.
Stena.
Ustani.
Mnogo primjera.
There are many examples.
Možda je najlakše ovako u javnosti.
The most easiest thing to see in public.
Da ispričam primjer, recimo, koji se dogodio tokom rata u Sarajevu.
Example that happened during the war in Sarajevo.
Granate su uvijek padale, nikad niste mogli znati gdje će postati
granata. The bombing was constant and we never knew where the grenade would strike.
I onda smo bakte su imale običaje, išli su u Sankirtan.
Used to go on Sankirtan.
I jedno jutro, pošto ništa nije bilo jest, onda
since
smo
there
morali
was to eat, we had to,
u bašti ispred templa uzgajati
to grow
to jedino uspjelo.
Cabbage in the courtyard of the temple.
I onda smo to jutro
that morning
Mataji, Džanjukanjaka i ja sišli Džanjukanjaka,
Mataji and I we went to the garden.
Ali morali smo ujutro rano jer bi puževi dolazili i jeli bi kupus.
Very early in the morning we had to go otherwise the snails would come in and eat the cabbage.
Onda smo ih morali sklanjati sa kupusa.
So we had to take them off the cabbage and took it ourselves.
Jedno jutro,
one morning,
kad smo se išli,
when we
već je počelo
down,
da sviče.
It was dawning already.
Snajperista je počeo da nas gađa.
The sniper started to shoot at us. A sniper started to shoot at us.
Pošto je tempel bio na jednoj padini, onda sa drugog brda jednostavno ona se vidio.
From the hill and the other side we were easily visible.
I posebno u Sarijima.
Especially in Saris.
Yeah.
In the Saris.
I onda je počeo da puca na sve strane.
He started to shoot at us.
Pucao je.
He was shooting.
Oko mene ovako.
All around me.
Nisam mogao da se pomakneš.
I couldn't move.
Sve što bi napravio u tom trenutku mogao da te ubije.
You could easily got killed in that situation.
I stvarno u tom trenutku.
And in that moment.
Jedino što je preostalo,
the only thing that was left
je bilo vjera u Krishnu da će pomoći.
To believe that Krishna will help.
Meni se činilo kao da je satima to trajalo.
It seems to me that this event lasted for hours.
To je možda trajalo neki 15 minuta.
It maybe it took 50 minutes for the whole scene.
Za mene je to bio jedan cijeli život.
Me, it took a lifetime.
I jednostavno, potpuno smo nakon toga, jer smo bile udaljene, ali jedna od druge bile uvjerene, jednostavno
we were convinced.
samo da je Krišna mogao da nas spasi.
Only Krishna could have saved us.
Da na neki način djeluje na tu osobu da nas ne ubije. Jer je bilo očigledno da nas hoće ubiti.
Person,
samo je pucao okolo do
not to kill us.
Da bi se igrao.
It was very easy for him to kill us, but he was just shooting all around us, just in some kind of playful mood.
Zaista bilo jako mnogo momenata. U kojima su Bhakta i ja
the devotees and myself personally
were placed in a situation
that every moment they could leave their bodies.
I stvarno svaki put jedino što bi preostalo
and each and every time the only thing that was left
je bilo da počnete mantru
was the chanting
i da se molite duhovnom učitelju
and the prayers to the spiritual master.
Inače, tokom cijelog rata
niko war,
od Bhakta
u
Sarajevu nije poginuo.
There was not a single devotee who got killed in Sarajevo.
A Bhakti su išli u Sankirtan.
And the devotees were going out
prasadam,
on Sankirtan, distributing prasadam.
I to je trajalo 5 godina.
And it was lasting for 5 years. It lasted for 5 years.
I to je stvarno evidentan dokaz kako Krishna.
It's very clear evidence how Krishna
zaista štiti svoje bhakte.
Really protects his devotees.
Krishna Bhagavan ki. So, as many of you have seen the very devastating effects of war.
Videli smo uništavajuće posljedice rata.
And maybe you've had personal testimony in different ways.
Možete imati različita svjedočenja.
Of course, it's a very, very serious testimony.
To je vrlo ozbiljno svjedočenje.
That Krishna gave protection.
Da Krishna štiti.
We know that Krishna says, "Namei bhakya pranashati, my devotee shall not perish."
Bhakta nikad neće biti uništen.
It doesn't mean that the devotee shall not also die.
Neće umrijeti.
But we understand that when Krishna wants to protect,
da,
then nobody can harm.
Onda niko vas ne može povrijediti.
And when it's time for someone to make that transition,
a kad je vrijeme da neko pređe iz jednog položaja u drugi, na drugi,
then no one can interfere.
Niko ne može se u to umiješati.
Devotees eat,
bhakte
we sleep,
jedu, spavaju,
we mate, we fear, we defend.
Se i brane se.
But the difference is that we are under Krishna's or connected with Krishna's internal energy. Especially those who have taken initiation.
You
are connected with the
Parampara system.
And so therefore, one is not just only doing things based on their karma, but now the karma begins to be shifted. Just like sometimes someone may, just be a normal person in society,
Može biti obična osoba
they may have
u nekom društvu,
a car accident
i može imati saobraćajnu nesreću,
and they may die.
I može umrijeti.
The devotee
Bhakta
may have some similar karma,
može imati neku sličnu karmu,
have a car accident,
imati saobraćajnu nesreću,
but because of the Krishna variable,
ali zato što je Krishna dostupan,
the person comes out with a broken arm.
Osoba se izvuče sa slomljenom rukom.
So the Krishna factor is very powerful.
Faktor Krishna factor je vrlo moćan.
All the way in the back, yes. Please.
Baš sam razmišljala da li da ovo podijelim sa vama, ali sam ipak odlučila.
I thought about sharing this with all of you.
Ovo je jedna moja najveća odluka.
Decision
in
Bhakti Yoga.
To je bilo kada je
it
moj
happened
duhovni učitelj
when
otišao.
My spiritual master had left, otišao.
I
had left.
Sve više i više and bila sam zbunjena
I was becoming more and more confused and I wanted to leave.
U jednom trenutku.
The process at one moment.
Ali onda sam sanjala Šila Prabhupada.
I had a dream. I saw Šila Prabhupada.
And he i onda mi on rekao
and he told
da
me.
Će sve biti u redu.
Everything will be
all right.
Don't be afraid.
I nakon tog sna,
and after that dream,
jednostavno ja sam dobila neku nevjerovatnu snagu.
I got an unimaginable amount of energy.
I onda sam odlučila i stala sam pred božanstva i rekla sam Krishna, ja želim biti ovdje zbog tebe. I tada je moj muž bio inspiriran u tom periodu kada se meni to dešavalo.
In the period when this was all going on.
Da uzmemo utočište
Jatadaka Maharaja. To we were both inspired to take shelter of Jatadaka Maharaja.
I onda nam je on napisao prekrasno pismo u kojem je rekao da će se brinuti za nas.
In which he said that he would take care about us.
I onda sam zapravo shvatila da je to bila sve milost Šila Prabhupada.
This was all Prabhupada's mercy.
Jednostavno njegovom milošću sam
simply by his mercy I remained in the process.
Hvala.
Thank you.
It's gone from the top of the Prabhupada ki. So sometimes we forget
ponekad zaboravljamo
that Prabhupada is still very active.
Da Prabhupada je još uvijek vrlo aktivan.
This is his society.
Ovo je njegovo društvo.
And so as we come into the society, we
come u društvo,
because we're trying to participate in this movement
dođemo u društvo, želimo sudjelovati
u guidance under the blessings of Lord Chaitanya, the blessings of Lord Chaitanya,
želimo dobiti milost Bhakta Chaitanya.
And so some of you have had something similar.
I neki od vas su također doživjeli slično iskustvo.
How your grandfather has intervened in your life.
Kako se vaš djeda umješao u vaš život.
Which shows how we have such an awesome family.
Tako dobru, fantastičnu familiju, obitelj.
Remember in a family where there's a culture.
To je obitelj koji postoji kulturna obitelj ima oca, djeda, ujaka, ujno.
And sometimes one support system isn't so strong, then another support element come to
help. Tako snažna, međutim dođu drugi oblici potpore koji nam pomogu.
What's more devastating than someone losing their spiritual master?
Od toga da čovjek izgubi duhovnog učitelja.
That can cause anyone to lose faith.
Uzrokovati da svako izgubi
on every level.
Postala ispunjena straha na svim razinama.
And so because there was serious determination.
Međutim, zato što je tu postojala čvrsta odlučnost.
A great need.
Velika potreba.
But also great pain.
I velika bol također.
Then Prabhupada
onda je Prabhupada posegnuo.
And encouraged her.
I ohrabrio.
And it was not a dream.
To nije bio san.
That the physical body was not so active asleep.
Fizičko tijelo nije bilo aktivno zbog spavanja.
It, and now the transmission of communicating.
Međutim, komunikacija.
With the intelligence.
Putem
the mind and soul.
I uma.
Is easier.
Je komunikacija putem uma i inteligencije puno lakše.
And so Prabhupada is not confined to geographical
ograničen
setting.
Na neke geografske razmjere. Nije ograničen u pogledu vremena.
We should always remember this.
Uvijek se trebamo sjećati toga.
None of our great acharyas are limited.
Naše velike acharye nisu ograničeni.
To geographical environment or the time.
Ni geografskim okruženjem ni
vremenom. Nor are we limited. We just allow ourselves, or we think that we're limited.
Ni mi nismo ograničeni, mi o sebi mislimo da smo ograničeni.
Because we're too distracted.
Zato smo previše
by the senses in the immediate setting.
Čula i ona neposredna okolica nas jednostavno povlači za sobom.
Someone else?
Neko drugi?
The microphone is there.
Ja bih htio ispričati jedan događaj koji je bio ispao na kraju malo šaljiv, ali je jako učvrstio...
Aj, možeš malo sporije, okay. Ne mogu to uhvatiti. Ili možeš na engleskom ako znaš engleski.
Dakle, to je bio jedan događaj koji je bio ispao je smiješan.
Which came out to be very funny at the end.
Mada na početku nije bio tako, bio je jako ozbiljno.
Although in the beginning it was quite serious.
I taj događaj meni pomogao...
That event helped me.
Da shvatim da je zaista
that really
u svakom od nas
in each of us
Paramatma.
Bog. Paramatma se čuje.
I da nas svakog čuje.
And that he can hear each of us.
To se desilo
it happened
na jednom putovanju. Putovali smo
on a trip we've been traveling
dvije Mataji i ja iz Rijeke
myself
za mađarsku
from
farmu.
Rijeka to the Hungarian farm.
I naime, desilo se da u uzbuđenju zbog duhovnog učitelja.
It happened that the excitement because of the anticipated meeting with the spiritual master.
Jedna Mataji iz Bosne i Hercegovine.
A Mataji from Bosnia.
Zaboravila prijaviti svoj boravak u Hrvatskoj.
Forgot to register herself in Croatia.
I tako mi smo veselo mantrujući putovali vlakom prema
Zagrebu. Happily chanting, we were traveling by train towards Zagreb.
I došla je redovna kontrola policajaca u naš kupon.
Came in our department.
I pitala su nas isprave i karte.
Asked about the IDs.
i sve je bilo u redu, jedino što
everything was all right.
Jedino što Mateđin normalno već je bila u biti dva dana ilegalno Mateđin, u Hrvatskoj.
From Bosnia was already 2 days in Croatia.
Illegally.
But illegally she didn't register.
Da. I policajac je rekao, to možemo srediti jedino na taj način da
we can deal with this situation.
Da tebe skinemo sa vlaka.
In such a way that you will be thrown out of the
train.
In Karlovac.
Odvedemo te kod suca.
We'll bring you to the judge.
Koji će te zadržati ono dva dana.
We'll keep you for 2 days.
I zatim te prognati iz Hrvatske na 5 godina.
Croatia, period of time of 5 years.
I mi smo svi bili ono zapanjeni.
We were all amazed.
Krišna, šta se to događa? Mi idemo kod duhovnog učitelja.
We are going to visit the
spiritual master. Da nećemo biti sposobni vidjeti duhovnog učitelja.
I went to visit the spiritual master.
I ja sam pokušao uticati na tog policajca da promijeni svoju odluku, da bude blag.
He would change his decision.
On je bio jako oficijalan.
Very much official. Official.
Nije htio ništa, navodio je samo taj zakon, taj član.
The paragraph, the law.
I nije htio slušati. Onda je Mateđi također pokušala na jedan način objasniti situaciju.
Him, tried to explain the situation.
Ali on nije htio slušati nikako.
But he won't listen.
Samo uzeo je dokumente, rekao je izišćeš u Karlovcu. Ispratit ćemo te sa vlaka.
Get off the train in Karlovac.
I oni su otišli, mi smo sad svi ostali.
They went away and we
odmah je nastalo, pa šta ćemo, pa kako ćemo, pa šta ćemo sad napraviti?
Worried, what shall we do now?
I rješenje je bilo jednostavno, ok, mi ćemo staviti mantra svoje krugove.
Then we got to a solution. We'll simply go on chanting our rounds.
Ta Mateđi će treba nastaviti pjevati sve mantre Nrisimhadeva ako je zna.
The Mataji should chant all Nrisimha mantras she's aware of.
I tako smo jedno pola sata mantrali.
For half an hour we've been
Maha mantra, ona Nrisimhadeva mantra.
We chanted Maha mantra, she chanted Nrisimha mantras.
Dok mi nije palo na
until it came to my mind.
Mi idemo u biti idemo da sretnemo svog duhovnog učitelja.
We're actually going to meet our spiritual master.
Koji je jako drag gospodinu Krišni.
He's very dear to the Lord.
A gospodin Krišna se nalazi u svačijem srcu.
Krishna is in everyone's heart.
I u našem.
In ours.
I u srcu policajca.
In the policeman's heart as well.
I ako se molimo gospodinu Krišni u srcu policajca.
The Lord in the policeman's heart.
Da ga inspirira.
To inspire him.
Da nam pomogne.
So that he will help us.
Teoretski to bi trebalo upaliti.
Theoretically, that should work.
I zaista, svi smo se jako iskreno počeli moliti.
We all sincerely started to pray.
Gospodinu Paramatmi Prabhu.
To the Lord Paramatma Prabhu.
U srcu gospodina policajca.
In the heart of the Mr. Policeman.
Da bude milostiv i da vrati putovnicu.
So he would be merciful and give them Mataji her passport back.
No. Dakle, nije prošlo 5 minuta od kako smo uputili iskrene molitve.
Since we have offered our sincere prayers.
Kada je nam put taj isti policajac došao na vrata naših kupona.
Came to the door of our department.
Kupeja, da. On je prvotno, kad je bio prvi put kod nas, bio je vrlo onako po PS-u, skockan, kafa, odijelo, kravata, vrlo služben.
Official, in an official mood.
Sada je došao bez kape.
But then he came without his hat,
košulje. Ovako je radio kao da ga nešto guši. Sav crven u licu.
He was gesturing like he was getting out of breath.
Choking.
It's like something is choking him, yeah.
He was choking.
I rekao je said, ja ovo nisam nikad u životu napravio prije.
I never did such a thing in my life.
I uopće ne znam zašto ovo radim.
And I'm not aware why am I doing this.
Ali evo, evo ti tvoja putovnica.
Here is your passport.
I čim se dođeš u Zagreb, čim siđeš, molim te odmah se prijavi.
First thing, you come to Zagreb, go and register.
I rekao je, samo je rekao, sretno, i otišao je.
Good luck and went away.
Shigire Bhagavan ki! Okay, want to take one last one.
I zadnja sada priča?
Yes, let's see someone who is in top. On the side of Prabhupada? Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Ja bih htio isto podijeliti jedno svoje iskustvo.
One personal experience.
Kada sam se našao u jednoj vrlo teškoj, zapravo mislim da je to bila najteža situacija u mom životu, ne samo duhovno, nego uopće.
That was the most difficult situation I've ever been in my life.
I koja mi je pomogla da promijenim, odnosno da počnem mijenjati
to start changing
svoj život u potpunosti. My life
gradually.
Trebao sam ići u Indiju 2000.
I was supposed to go to India.
Svi aranžmani mogu odlaska u Indiju od financijskih do bilo kojih drugih bili su bez problema
riješeni.
I tada sam sa jednom Mataji došao na aerodrom
I came
u Beč.
To the airport,
I 45 minuta, niti toliko prije leta,
the departure,
meni je naglo pozlilo.
I got very sick all of a sudden.
To je zapravo bio jedan vrlo neugodan
it
oblik nervnog stresa,
a very
jednom strašnim uznemirenjem.
Unusual nervous breakdown. Mm.
I ja sam bio potpuno u nemogućnosti da dalje nastavim
let. I was completely unable to go on with the trip.
Nazvao sam svoju suprugu i rekao sam da se da ne mogu nastaviti put, da se moram vratiti.
I cannot go and I have to go
da,
get back.
Je otišla u avion Mataji i on sam ostao sam
čitav dan u Beču. I was left alone whole day in Vienna.
Osjećao sam vrlo jak strah.
Very intense fear.
Ali ono što mi se desilo u tom trenutku,
happened to me in that moment,
dobio sam spoznaju, dobio sam realizaciju da se to nije desilo slučajno
that didn't happen by chance,
i da se nešto vrlo bitno mora desiti,
very
neka vrlo bitna promjena u meni.
Has to change, some very big change
I
I had
toga,
to undergo.
Nakon toga mi smo se vratili u Zagreb.
After that we came back to Zagreb. I came back to Zagreb.
I u razgovoru sa nekim kvalificiranim osobama,
while discussing with some qualified persons,
došao sam do spoznaje da sam zapravo dobio karmičku reakciju.
I actually got a karmic reaction
za neke grešne djela koje sam počinio prema nekim ljudima i članovima svoje obitelji u prošlom životu.
Some people they were part of my family in my previous life.
Tada je zapravo počeo taj, da možemo reći, taj proces mojih najžešćih pročišćenja.
Of my most intense purification began.
Tada jedan dan moja supruga Mapulila i ja smo razgovarali za stolom.
I spoke with my wife at the table.
I Mapulila mi je počela govoriti što ona osjeća o našem duhovnom učitelju.
Her spiritual master.
I njene duboke duhovne realizacije.
Spoke about her deep spiritual realization.
I ona u tom vrijeme tada počela je plakati.
And then she started crying.
Što je također i kod mene proizvalo tu istu vrstu emocija.
Produced some kind of emotions into myself as well.
I nakon toga ja sam otišao u
sobu. To my room,
i tada se desila jedna strahovita promjena, osjetio sam
nevjerovatnu
bol u svome srcu.
I felt immense pain in my heart.
Počeo sam molit sve te osobe i osobe uopće kojima sam ikada počinio bilo kakvu grešku, bilo kakvu uvredu,
committed some offense to,
da mi oproste za svoje moje greške i uvrede koje sam napravio. To je, to je bilo nešto što nije proizašlo iz moga uma, nego
that,
duboko, duboko iz moga srca.
Something that came out of my heart, not out of my mind.
I nakon toga
that,
atmosfera u našem domu je bila otprilike onakva kakva je kao kad napravite nekakvu veliku jagiju pred božanstvima u nekoj holy dame u svakom svetom mjestu. To je bilo nešto neopisivo.
When a jagija is performed before the deity, something indescribable, and I knew.
Ja sam znao da će me Krišna zaštititi jako prolazim kroz jedan vrlo, vrlo težak
period
moga života. I zapravo ja sam tek tada nakon svih godina koje sam proveo u
Bhakti
Yogi,
practicing Bhakti Yoga,
počeo osjećati da mi je Krišna dao stvarno istinsku milost da počnem sebe mijenjati duboko u svom srcu,
so
baš sebe kao osobu.
I could start changing myself deep from the heart.
I samo na kraju bih htio reći nakon ovog Prabhu što je rekao ovu realizaciju njegovu sa odlaskom na mađarsku farmu.
What is your realization?
Ja sam imao, iako to nije bila tako stresna situacija, ali imao sam isto tako realizaciju paramatnu u srcu. Ja sam posjetio bio prije nekoliko godina moju baku koja je bila u duševnoj bolnici.
Was in a sanatorium. Mental hospital.
I ona je bila u komi i nikoga nije mogla niti vidjeti niti prepoznati.
Couldn't recognize or see anybody.
I ja sam sjedio pored nje i mislio sam vjerovatno će uskoro napustiti tijelo.
Most probably she would be leaving her body soon.
I onda sam počeo moliti Krišnu, dakle paramatnu, jer sam imao veliku želju u srcu.
Great desire. Htio
sam da se probudi iz te kome.
I wanted her to wake up
from her coma and to recognize me. Jer ona to danima i tjednima nije mogla učiniti, niti povratiti se, niti mogla bilo koga prepoznati.
She couldn't do that. She couldn't recognize anybody who would wake up from her.
I onda sam počeo intenzivno upućivati molitve.
I was praying.
I nakon jednog određenog vremena, možda 15 ili 20 minuta,
15 or 20 minutes,
ona je otvorila oči,
she opened
povratila
eyes,
se iz kome,
wake up from coma,
i pogledala me.
And looked at me.
I ja sam je prvo pitao da li
I
me pozna.
Whether she recognized me.
I u prvom trenu je rekla jednu drugu osobu.
And the first moment she mentioned another person.
I ja sam joj rekao ne.
And I told her no.
Rekao sam ko sam.
I told her who am I.
I u jednom trenutku me pogledala i svo sjećanje joj se vratilo.
And all her remembrance came back.
Nasmiješila se, počela
she smiled,
plakat.
Started to cry.
I pitala me, budući da ja jedno vrijeme nisam bio sa njom, bio sam u Švedskoj.
Since I haven't been with her, I've been in Sweden.
Pitala me,
she asked
gdje si bio da sam?
Where have you been all this time?
I tako jedno vrijeme bila budna.
She was awake for some time and then went back to coma again.
Krishna Bhagavan Ki! So, this brings us to a closure.
Ovo nas dovodi do kraja.
Today is very auspicious.
Danas je vrlo poboljan dan.
That today being the appearance day of Krishna.
Pošto je to dan pojave Krishna.
So we are looking at Krishna appearing in our minds.
Nastojimo, želili li sad da se Krishna pojavi u našem umu?
Preparing Krishna, preparing a place so that Krishna will come.
Da se Krishna pojavi.
Be more active. And our last discussion is we're looking at some cases where we can see that
neke slučaje u kojima smo mogli vidjeti da je Krishna zaštita bila očito prisutna.
And a few of you shared, but all of us have
govorili,
different experiences of that nature. Sometimes we forget when we're dealing with problems in our lives.
Ponekad zaboravljamo kada smo u poteškoćama.
And we're caught up right in that problem.
Kada se nađemo u središtu
sometimes it's hard to remember that Krishna has already in the past helped us
Krishna već u
in many, many different ways.
Na puno različitih načina.
So we have no reason to doubt that he will help us in the future.
I nema razloga da sumnjamo da će nam pomoći u budućnosti, također.
So I just want to take 5 minutes and summarize.
Želim samo 5 minuta vremena iskoristiti da bi sumirao sve ovo.
So we see we started off by
počeli smo sa
mentioning that we want to deal with obstacles.
A problemi.
Removing of obstacles so that we can be able to access our original nature as eternal servants of Krishna.
Izvornoj prirodi vječitog sluge Krishna.
Of all of the eating, sleeping, mating, defending concerns,
problema u vezi sa jedinim spavanjem, brajanjem, branjenim,
razmnožavanjem. Papa says that fearing is the most difficult.
Strahovanje je najteže.
Because of adiatmic, adibotic, adidevic anxieties and sufferings. We're always worrying about some past suffering.
Uvijek smo zabrinuti.
We are sometimes uncertain about the present.
Zbog prošlih sa ispaštanjem mislimo o sadašnjem, a naš najveći strah o tome što će doći u budućnosti. Što će nam budućnost donijeti?
Many references we read before we started each day's program was emphasizing
koji su naglašavali
how fear has so much to do
koliko strah ima
jako
puno
veze
sa razumijevanjem da Krishna nije tu.
Fear has to do with bodily conception.
Strah je povezan sa tjelesnom
koncepcijom. Doing things outside of what's connected
radimo
with Krishna.
Stvari izvana koje su povezane sa Krishnom.
We read some examples when there was fearlessness.
Pročitali smo neustrašivosti.
Where one was able to retain and remember that Krishna is there.
U stanju se sjećate da Krishna jeste tu.
We read today that among the material body that we should expect
da trebamo očekivati
the duality to
dokle god ima materijalno
tijelo
biće tu različite dualnosti koje će nas smetati.
And so fearlessness is there, but we want healthy
neustrašivost
fear.
Je tu.
today's class we discussed some things about healthy fear.
Zdravi strah. Danas smo govorili o zdravom strahu na
lekciji. But when we were looking at most time about negative fear,
i kad smo gledali negativne izražaje straha,
we said one way to look at this word fear and the conception.
Promatranja koncepcije i riječi
fear is false evidence.
Strah znači lažni dokaz
appearing to be real.
Pojavljuje i koji izgleda kao da je istinit.
So sometimes when we're having to be confronted with fear,
se moramo suočiti sa strahom,
we should think, what is the illusion?
Ali tada razmišljajmo.
That is distracting me.
Ovo je iluzija, iluzija me skreće sa moga puta.
We spend some time looking at persons who can hurt you the most.
Razgledavajući osobe koje nas najviše mogu povrijediti.
As well as persons who make you the most happy.
Kao i osobe koje vas mogu
učiniti najsretnijim. Give you the most love.
To su osobe koje su nam dali najviše ljubavi.
We were showing by this.
Pokazivali smo ovim primjerom.
Actually,
kako
we're dealing with one conception and theme, and that is the theme of prema.
Dakle, mi u stvari ono što nas zanima zaista
love,
je samo jedna stvar. To je ljubav, prema.
Guidance, compassion, also samilost, ultimate prema, of course.
Sve je to ono što povezano s premom.
But how prema, when it comes in touch with the three modes of material nature,
kada dođe u kontaktu sa trigunom,
it becomes kama or lust.
Da postaje kama, požuta.
And then that lust manifests in all kinds of bayam types of fears.
U različite vrste strahova.
So we really have to transform that energy, that passion, anxiety, that intensity. We don't want to check it. We want to transform it. Now back to prema. And so we were showing some seemingly dualities,
neke,
helping us to see that it's somewhat similar, but just the opposite.
Da neke stvari su upravo suprotne od onoga što izgleda.
We brought a list of those who can hurt you the most.
Imamo listu onih koji su nas najviše povrijedili.
Those you love.
Oni koji su
the spiritual master,
duhovni učitelj,
closest friends,
najbliži prijatelji,
ourselves,
sami
our
sebe,
family, our wives,
obitelj, žena,
those who we depend on,
oni o kojima ovisimo,
those who we open up to,
oni kojima smo otvorili se,
persons we've invested time, energy into,
oni ljudi u kojima smo uložili svoje vrijeme i energiju.
Can hurt us the most.
Mogu nas najviše povrijediti.
At the same time,
vrijeme,
these are the same people.
To su ti isti ljudi.
Who can help us the most?
Koji nam najviše mogu i pomoći.
Or the same people we look to for the greatest amount of love and affection.
Od kojih dobijamo
veliku, the same one we try to give that
veliku, količinu ljubavi i privrženosti.
So nobody can hurt you more than those you are trying to love deeply.
Od onih koji pokušavate duboko voljeti.
But at the same time, no one can
vrijeme,
make you as happy.
Niko vas ne može učiniti toliko sretnim,
secure
i sigurnim.
Be as valuable for you as those
i da bude toliko lako
who,
dostupan za vas od onih koje zaista
volite. We looked at some of the things that happens
promatrali stvari koje se dešavaju kada smo u strahu.
In contrast to what happens when we are loving.
Sa situacijama koje se pojavljuju kada volimo.
When we are fearing,
kada smo
voljeni, we showed how
kada se bojimo,
it takes so much of our essence away.
Onda taj osjećaj
odnosi
puno naše suštine.
Socially, psychologically, and spiritually.
Psihološki i duhovno.
When we are fearing, we cannot be fully present.
Ne možemo biti potpuno
we cannot
prisutni.
Give ourselves.
Ne možemo predati sebe.
We cannot receive
ne
others' primiti
love. Ljubav drugih.
We shut ourselves down in different ways.
Jednostavno se isključimo na različite načine.
When we are fearing, we become suspicious.
Kada smo uplašeni,
aggressive,
sumnjičavi, agresivni, povlačimo se u sebe.
We are bombarded and experience depression.
Iskušavamo depresiju.
We want to control.
Želimo kontrolirati stvari.
We are intolerant.
Nismo
we are fearful. We are insecure.
Jako smo
we're questioning. We're speculating. Sometimes condescending.
Ponekad smo.
When you fear someone,
paničarimo.
You avoid them.
Kada bojimo se nekoga, izbjegavamo te stvari.
We're showing how in certain important relationships.
Povlačimo se u sebe.
Because there is there is fear,
zato što tu postoji strah,
lack of trust,
nedostatak povjerenja,
then many of these things begin to become a dominant part of the relationship.
Postaju dio odnosa.
Also, when we are afraid,
kad se bojimo,
that someone is going to harm us,
da će nas neko povrijediti,
we often,
mi često,
or someone is going to think inauspicious to us,
nešto nepovoljno,
then sometimes we have allowed ourselves to believe that, even though it's not
mi
true,
jednostavno vjerujemo te stvari, iako one nisu istina.
By ourselves attacking.
Na taj način, onda ćemo početi sami napadati, agresivno djelovati.
We may hide or look for shelter.
Možemo se skrivati ili tražiti utočište.
We notice that when we are fearing, that also it affects the body in different ways.
To utječe na tijelo na različite načine.
When we are fearing, the body begins to emanate certain chemicals into the body that are unhealthy, that are toxic.
Koji su nezdrave, koji su toksini.
And so, When the mind is afraid,
preplašen,
it sends signals throughout the body.
On šalje signale
when the mind does not feel loved, cared for, when the mind doesn't feel protection is there,
ne osjeća zaštitu, kad ne osjeća
then
da
the
ga,
brain
da je voljen,
transmitters
onda
send messages throughout all the organs of the body.
Šalju različite signali u
so, so many sicknesses
tijela.
Have to do with the mind attacking the organs in the body.
Napada organe tijela.
Every sickness has a mental counterpart.
Svaka bolest ima svoj
mentalni
uzrok.
Fearing gives us
uzrok.
Inability to do our best.
Onda smo nismo u stanju
makes us dull.
Najbolje što možemo postajemo tupi.
The opposite of that. What happens when we feel loved?
Šta se dešava kada se osjećamo voljenim?
Just as we're discussing, fearlessness.
Što smo govorili? Neustrašivi smo.
We feel satisfied.
Zadovoljni smo.
Happy.
Sretni.
Grateful.
Zahvalni.
Fulfilled.
Ispunjeni.
We become higher achievers.
Dostižemo
generous,
stvari,
enthusiastic.
Milostivi smo, velikodušni, entuzijastični.
We feel loved and utsaha, the enthusiasm.
Kad smo voljeni, onda je entuzijazam.
Becomes more dominant in our lives.
Postaje dominantno.
Rupa Goswami said, without enthusiasm,
Rupa Goswami kaže, bez entuzijazma,
there cannot be any real progress in devotional
service. Ne možemo zaista napredovati u predanom služenju.
One of the most important things we must take notice.
Najbitnija stvar koju treba.
We lose our enthusiasm in devotional service.
Ako izgubimo entuzijazam u predanom služenju.
We should realize that Maya has already grabbed us.
Da nas je Maja već zgrabila.
And if we continue, Maya will even come in stronger.
A ako nastavimo tako, Maja će postati
sve jače. Lack of enthusiasm, like a siren, it should be a signal.
To treba biti
let
signal,
us know, danger,
sirene.
Danger.
A, opasnost.
When we feel love, we feel confident,
smo voljeni, onda
selfless,
smo sigurni,
eager to serve, creative.
Da služimo, kreativni,
we feel love, we're more likely to give love.
Kada osjećamo ljubav, želimo i pružiti.
We become, someone says, beautiful,
kaže, neko rekao, postajemo
more affectionate, proud.
Više volimo,
and then we looked
ponosni.
At some of the ways
razgledali neke načine
of how we deal with problems.
Kako možemo se suočiti sa problemima.
These were some of the problems in the intense
problemi.
State, different very serious
radili
chronic fears and anxieties.
Kronični strahovi i
we discussed how there's a category of great
stavili
ongoing anxieties
kategorije.
Called general anxieties.
Postoje generalne tjeskobe.
These are certain disorders where someone over 6 months and longer
više od 6 mjeseci
is having trouble sleeping,
probleme sa spavanjem,
problems eating,
problemi s jedanjem,
trembling,
drhtavica,
sometimes back pains, neck pains,
bolest u vratu,
excessive tiredness,
leđima,
some cases of fear that has settled in
uzrok
and has become constantly in the background of someone's consciousness. We looked at the fear manifested in panic,
strah koji se manifestira u obliku panike,
disorder. We asked from the audience how many of you have some of these problems.
Koliko od vas imate?
We had about 40-50 people raise their hand here.
50 ljudi je diglo ruku.
Panic can happen from either 5 minutes to about an hour. One feels choked up, hard to breathe, feel faint, sometimes feel like you're
going to
die. There's a tremendous disorientation. This is also due to certain constant fears that are coming forth based on certain experiences that one encounters. We looked at obsessive, compulsive behavior. This is a type of fear or action where a person keeps doing the same thing over and over and over again. Even though they know that it's irrational,
da je neracionalno,
but they feel compelled to keep acting in a certain way. Another type of
da djeluje na taj način.
Very powerful
još jedna vrsta
fear that is constantly bombarding the consciousness. We discussed about post-traumatic stress.
Našu svjesnost. Govorili smo o post-traumatskom stresu.
This is one of the most difficult fears to deal with.
Najteških strahova,
because it's related to some event that was very traumatic.
Koji je bio vrlo dramatičan.
War,
traumatičan, kao što je
abuse,
zlostavljanje,
rape,
silovanje,
violence,
nasilje,
some type of abandonment,
neka vrsta
something that has happened,
nešto se dogodilo,
that was very, very disturbing.
To je bilo vrlo uznemirujuće.
So some people,
neki ljudi,
some conversations,
neki
some situations,
neki razgovori, neke situacije,
some environments,
neka okolica,
somehow makes us relive that experience over again.
Nas čini da ponovo
we feel the pain of
to
it,
iskustvo.
As if it, just happened.
Da se upravo dešava.
Then last we looked at phobias.
Zadnja stvar su fobije.
Certain irrational fears.
Određeni neracionalni strah.
If someone has a fear of height,
neko se boji visine,
a fear of enclosure,
neko se boji
a fear of men,
prostora,
a fear of women,
ljudi,
a fear of insects,
neko se boji insekata,
but very, very intense.
Ali to je vrlo intenzivan strah.
Where it's just so impractical To je jako it makes it hard to function.
I čini nas jednostavno probleme u normalnom životu.
So all of these were some specific cases.
Sve ove stvari su određeni slučajevi.
Where the fear has really aggregated into its inner frame of one's daily activity. Any kind of fear interferes to a certain extent.
Strah postao dio naših svakodnevnih aktivnosti.
We were saying how
govorili smo
so much of what we are is based on the internal conversations that we have with ourselves. We're doing something.
Radimo određene stvari.
We're saying something.
Govorimo određene stvari.
The most important is what we're thinking.
Najbitnija stvar jeste da smislimo.
We discuss about the importance of watching our thoughts.
O važnosti promatranja
because they produce our words.
Jer one utječu na naše riječi.
We watch our words because our words produce our actions.
A riječi utječu na djela.
Our actions produce some habits.
Stvaraju navike.
Our habits produce
navike,
a certain character,
stvaraju karakter,
and our characters produce a certain culture.
Stvara određenu kulturu.
So we're having an impersonal culture,
dakle, imamo impersonalnu kulturu,
materialistic culture,
materialističku kulturu,
a culture of low trust,
kulturu,
a culture of abuse, exploitation, etc. But we want the culture of bhakti, the culture of love.
Mi želimo kulturu ljubavi, kulturu bhakti.
Therefore, we must change this inner dialogue.
Ovaj unutarnji dijalog.
We had many encounters where you were sharing.
Imamo puno slučajeva kad su bhakti govorili.
Based on also some inner dialogue where we brought people up in the front.
Doveli smo ljude ovdje.
Gave you some reflection on what kind of things is going through the mind.
Govorili o tome što se dešava u umu.
Even though one is saying or acting in a certain way.
Kaže ili djeluje na drugačiji način.
We try to look at some of the things that we are saying to ourselves that we want to stop saying.
Govorimo sebi, a koje bismo htjeli da prestanemo
govoriti. Because we have the power and the control.
Zato što mi imamo moć da kontroliramo, samo je trebamo.
We also wanted to look at things that people, other people, have projected on us, influences that have caused us to act in ways that are unhealthy.
So
we want to separate the unhealthy things that we say to our own selves. We want to separate the things that we began to accept
nezdrave stvari koje smo prihvatili
based on other people's influence.
Na temelju utjecaja drugih ljudi.
So we asked you to look at three people who have been most important in your life, had the biggest influence on you.
Koji su najbitniji u vašem životu, koji najviše utjecali na vas.
Choices.
Tri izbora smo promatrali.
Most three important choices that you can see that you've made in your life.
Koji su načinili u životu.
Three events.
I tri događaja.
And so we said that we are all somewhat a composite of these three categories.
Sastavljeni od ove tri kategorije.
The three people who have had the greatest impression on your life
dali veliki utjecaj na vaš život,
have had a big impact in informing
veliki utjecaj u oblikovanju
your character,
vašeg karaktera,
your habits,
vaših navika,
how you see the world.
Kako vi promatrate svijet.
For most of us, one of the most important persons was our spiritual master.
Za većinu nas najbitnija osoba je bio duhovni učitelj.
But there are other persons who had a big impact on our lives. In some cases, it wasn't favorable.
Na naš život, ponekad to nije bio vrlo povoljan utjecaj.
And so in those cases, we want to shake off that influence.
Želimo odbaciti,
so we can walk away from that.
Taj utjecaj da možemo se ga sjednati.
Same thing with choices.
Ista stvar i sa izborima.
Some of the choices we made,
izbori koji smo načinili, napravili,
were bad choices.
Su bili loši.
We wanted to accept that we made a mistake.
Želimo prihvatiti da smo pogriješili.
That we made we were a failure.
Neuspjeli.
With that mistake that we failed, but not that we are.
The
essence of failure.
Da ne uspijemo.
It's different from creating a failure or a mistake. In contrast to one seeing him or herself as a total failure.
Jedna stvar je uvidjeti svoju grešku i neuspjeh, a druga promatrati sebe kao potpuni neuspjeh.
The mistake.
Promatramo grešku.
We learn from that past mistake.
Učimo od tih prošlih grešaka.
While we mainly look now toward the future.
Uglavnom sada
so a lot of the fears and stagnations that we have
strahovi
have to do with some bad influence from our own mind.
Imaju veze sa
bad influence from other people.
Utjecajima naših umova.
Bad choices we made.
Drugih ljudi.
Terrible events that we experienced.
Koji smo učinili.
But all of those
ali svi ti
were just things related to the body
stvari su povezane samo sa
tijelom and to
the mind
and were there for us to learn something from.
A zato mi od toga treba nešto naučiti.
We don't want to hold on to them.
Se jednostavno uhvatiti za te stvari.
With our accessing our real eternal nature.
Pristupiti našoj istinskoj vječnosti.
Last we talked about ways of dealing with all of these problems.
Svim tim problema.
The major way
oslobođenje
tih problema.
Glavni
taking full shelter, Atmanivedana, full surrender to Krishna.
Predavanje Krishna.
But that is a process.
Ali to je proces.
When Krishna says, always think of me,
kaže, uvijek misli na mene,
come my devotee,
postaj moj bhakta,
abandon all varieties of religion.
Odbaci sve vrste religije.
He's asking us to come to the highest position.
Traži od nas da dođemo na najvišu razinu.
So we do that through how we regulate and control the mind.
Kontrolirajući um.
While engaging the senses in sadhana bhakti.
Čulo u sadhana bhakti.
We do that through the agency of guru.
Kroz
through shastra.
Mediji, gurua, shastra.
Through sadhu.
I sadhua.
Sometimes we have to personally just make a decision and get involved. So much fear or worry often takes away from allowing us to do healthy action. So sometimes we just have to stop thinking and reflecting and just get involved. Other times we have to put ourselves in someone else's shoes.
Well,
we can sympathize and understand someone else's issue or perception that helps us to be more whole.
And
in the last case, sometimes we need to disassociate. We need to step outside of our bodies
or
step outside of the event. Step outside of that occurrence. And look as if we are looking on someone else.
Kao da, sebe kao da gledamo nekoga drugog.
So I want to leave you with one
želim vam
little assignment.
Sada ostaviti jedan mali zadatak.
Or one exercise we're going to do
zadati
now.
Jednu vježbu ili zadatak.
We want to do an exercise.
Želimo napraviti
vježbu. Well, I write something on the board for 2 minutes.
Napisat ću nešto na tabli.
Can write it. The mind experiences different states of consciousness.
Iskušava različite stupnjeve svjesnosti.
Just like today in my course,
kao što danas, na mom seminaru,
I explain how
ja objašnjavam kako,
for Krishna to take birth,
da bi se Krishna rodio,
that the enemies of the mind must be killed,
moraju biti uništeni,
must be removed,
moraju biti odstranjeni.
We also talked about some of the great acharyas,
o nekim velikim acharyama,
our great devotees, Srinivas,
Bhaktama,
Narottam, Dukal Krishna, the Brahmana who was doing worship puja in his mind.
Krishna umu.
And we were looking at how their mind quality was so deep
that
they bypassed the mahatattva, multi-material nature. They were not experiencing any limitations. They were able to be in contact with Krishna
bili su stanje
while even in this material world.
Čak I dok su materialnom svijetu.
So we want to just look real briefly
vrlo
at some categories of mind,
neke kategorije,
and then I want to end with an exercise
I želim onda završiti
that you can take with you
vježbom koju ćete vi
that can help you
sa sobom koju
as you leave here and you have to deal with the issues of fear.
Jer, nakon što odiđete,
first
you want to
write, first we'll go from
straha.
Western knowledge.
Sada ćemo nešto govoriti.
The first state of mind is called beta, B-E-T-A.
Prvi stadij uma se
this
zove,
simply means the waking state.
Stanje budnosti.
In Sanskrit we call this swapana. This is waking state.
To je stanje budnosti.
The next state is called alpha.
Sljedeće stanje zove alfa.
Alpha is like a light
alfa svjetlosti.
Hypnosis.
Poput blage hipnoze.
Slight trance. A meditative state.
Blagi trans stanje meditacije.
Alpha, A-L-P-H-A. Next is called theta, T-H-E-T-A. This is light theta. Sleep.
To je stanje spavanja.
Like a deep meditation
duboka meditacija,
or like a deep ili, hypnotic experience.
Kao duboko hipnotičko iskustvo.
In Sanskrit we call this susupti or deep sleep.
Susupti, duboko spavanje.
Also there is called delta, D-L-T-A.
Onda ima delta stanje.
This is the deepest level of sleep.
To je najdublje iskustvo spavanja.
Now this is the delta, D-E-L-T-A. Okay, you can
sit down
now. So now, in each of these states, the mind is experiencing a different level of awareness, perceiving things in a different way. And in Sanskrit, in our Vedic terminology, we have
turiya,
or the transcendental state.
Transcendental
you can write that at the bottom. A T-U-R-I-Y-A. Turiya, I think. T-U-R. So, we want to go beyond your T-U-R-I-Y-A.
Turiya.
T-U, then Ara, as in red. T-U-R-I, as in ice cream. Sorry. Y-A. Okay, A as in apple. Okay? So, good. So, these states
ova stanja,
we experience it from time to time based on our actions.
Na vrijeme,
we move about day to day. That's active waking state. We don't have time to go much into this. But what I wanted to bring to our attention right now is this second state. This is called alpha.
Alpha stanje.
Now this is like light hypnosis. This is slight meditation.
Blaga meditacija.
You're conscious.
Vi ste svjesni.
You can go into an alpha state just by thinking about a nice river,
o lijepoj rijeci,
nice peaceful scenery,
lijepoj mirnoj,
and the mind goes into different state.
I onda um pređe na drugo stanje.
You can just close your eyes.
Možete otvoriti oči.
And the mind goes more into what's called an alpha state.
I um će polako zaći ono
što je alfa stanje.
U čemu je poanta tog alfa stanja?
Is that you become about 5 times more receptive.
Pet puta receptivni.
Whatever you're thinking, whatever you're experiencing.
U vezi sa onim što
a negative side of alpha state when you watch television.
Ali negativna strana alfa stanja jeste kad gledate televiziju, jeste alfa stanje.
Things are happening around the room.
Stvari se dešavaju po sobi.
But you're not fully
potpuno svjesni.
Sometimes somebody comes in the room, they have to call your name twice.
I mora vas dva put pozvati.
Because you are absorbed.
Zato što ste apsorbirani.
It's almost a conscious state, but it's a little
skoro
bit subtle.
Svjesno stanje, međutim malo je neki subtilni nivo.
I want to do for about 10 minutes.
10 minuta.
An exercise with you.
Želim napraviti vježbu s vama.
That will put you in the alpha state.
Koji će vas dovesti u alfa stanje.
Alpha state just happens just by closing your eyes.
Alfa stanje se dešava jednostavno zatvaranjem očiju.
Nothing mystical.
Ništa mistično.
Nothing unusual.
Ništa neobično.
But it just distracts you from
the
general environment.
Odvlači.
This is what we're saying when you're sleeping.
Okolicu u kojoj se nalazite.
Sometimes you become more sensitive.
Spavate pa nekad transmission senzitivni.
Some of you had dreams.
Razmjenu,
imate sanje. You said some of you even dreamed about your spiritual master before you even saw him.
Iako ga
some of you have dreamed about Srila Prabhupada.
Sanjali ste o Prabhupadu pa nekad.
To guide you, instruct you in some way.
Može na taj način podučiti, dati vam neku instrukciju.
So, we want everybody to participate.
Svako da sudjeluje.
Now, what I'm going to do,
ono što ću ja sada činiti,
in 1 minute, it is ask you to close your eyes.
Jeste ću zamoliti da zatvorite oči.
And you're just going to listen to the things that I say.
Stvari koje ja govorim.
Now, remember, like an example of Nrisimha Brahmacharya.
Sjetite se primjera Nrisimha Brahmacharya.
In his mind he was able to create
on
the whole path to Lord Chaitanya's travel.
Čitavu cestu kojom će Chaitanya putovati.
In his mind he was able to burn his finger as he was doing his puja.
Dok je radio svoju puđu.
How Srinivas,
Narottam.
How just now, of course, they are pure,
naravno,
but
čisti, međutim,
deep mental culture
duhovna mentalna kultura
a certain level of experience.
Nam pomaže da imamo određenu vrstu iskustava.
So I'm going to put on a little music in the background.
Da ću pustiti malo muzikice.
And I'll say a few things, and you just try to mainly listen to my voice.
I vi jednostavno slušajte moj glas.
That's going to be a little hard because we're translating.
Teško, zato što prevodimo.
And it's different pitches in the conversation.
I imamo različite.
But I'm just going to ask the translator, whatever kind of tonation that I'm using, you try to use similar. Basically, I'll speak a little soft.
Govorit ću tiho i
now, so spore. That will help us to focus our mind energies.
Dakle, pokušat ćemo sresediti
energije svoga uma. I'd like us to close this in the back. We can close the what do you call it? The shade. If we can put those on the outside, they want to participate, come in. Otherwise, let us just close the door.
Oni koji žele sudjelovati izvana neka uđu, inače možemo zatvoriti šator.
This one, well, nobody's there, it's okay. Yeah, well, yeah, maybe, yeah, pull it down. Anybody want to run out, you can run out now.
Ako neko želi izaći, neka to učini sada.
Otherwise, please stay. Let's hope our truck goes in a second. It may make it a little warm, but we'll see. I'm just going to wait half a second till that truck leaves. Because, yes, pull it down. Anyone wants to come in, they should come in.
Ako neko želi ući, nek uđe sada.
So, I'm going to put on some music in a second. And mainly it's just
pustit ćemo muziku.
Repetition of
I sad ćemo jednostavno ponavljati
Krishna's name
Krishna ime
and Radharani and Radha.
I Radharani ime.
We're saying how Hari Krishna, Hare means to take away.
Hare znači odnosi.
We are eager. I'm going to need it for a second. Yes. We are very eager to honor Krishna on this Janmashtami.
Na ovoj Janmashtami.
But can you pull that down? Haribol? Yes.
Spust it.
Pull the shade down if you, or come in. Come in, either way, pull it down. This one also. We said Hare means to take away.
Znači odnijeti, uzeti.
We discussed how Krishna appeared first in the mind of Vasudev.
Prvo se pojavio umu
Then in the heart of Vasudev.
Onda u njegovom srcu.
Then transferred to the mind and the heart of Devaki.
Devaki.
That set the environment
for Krishna to manifest. Da se Krishna pojavi.
So we want our minds to be of such
that
we can see things differently,
da
the problems,
drugačije,
be less disturbed by the issues and problems,
problema,
so that Krishna will also appear.
Krishna će se također pojaviti.
So we'd like everybody now just to close their eyes.
Zatvore svoje oči.
Hopefully our truck will leave in a little while.
Nadam se da će kamion uskoro isto nestati.
And you're just going to try to listen to my voice.
Pokušajte slušati ovaj glas.
That's it. Just by closing your eyes.
Zatvorivši svoje oči jednostavno.
That in itself puts the mind more in a relaxed state.
Vaš um postaje opušteniji.
Which we call an alpha state.
To stanje zovemo alfa stanje.
Now we also want to relax the body just a little bit.
Sada želimo opustiti I tijelo.
As this will let us be less attracted.
Budemo manje
to the stimulation in the environment. So we know that we're not these bodies.
Znamo da mi nismo ova tijela.
And we understand
mi razumimo,
that we're using this body.
Shvaćamo da koristimo ovo tijelo.
We're using this mind.
Koristimo ovaj um.
We're using this intelligence.
Koristimo inteligenciju.
We ultimately are spirit soul.
Mi smo konačno duhovne duše.
Within the body there is
Unutar
life force.
Se nalazi životna sila.
There's prana.
To je prana.
So we just want to reflect that there is this prana running through our body.
Postoji prana koja cirkulira našim tijelom.
We want to just experience.
Želimo iskušati.
Think about that the prana is running from our toes.
Kako prana cirkulira kroz naše prste, kroz naše zglobove.
We're thinking this way. We're reflecting that any anxiety and tension.
Kako sve te skobe.
It's in that part of the body.
Nestaju iz tog dijela tijela.
It's just flying away.
Jednostavno odlazi.
We're moving up to our knees.
Krećemo se nagore prema našim koljenima.
Up to our waist.
Do našeg struka.
And we're feeling the body becoming a little more relaxed.
I naše tijelo postaje opušteno.
As we're realizing that the body is just something we're carrying around.
Tijelo je jednostavna stvar koju nosimo ono okolo sa sobom.
We move up to our chest.
Uzdignućemo se do prsiju.
Up to our necks.
Do naših vratova.
Up to our nose.
Do nosa.
We're feeling the body experiencing more sense of relaxation.
U cijelom tijelu osjećamo opuštenost.
We've all been very active during the camp.
Bili smo jako aktivni tokom kampa.
Sometimes we haven't gotten much sleep.
Ponekad nismo dovoljno spavali.
But later we'll be able to relax the body.
Ali kasnije ćemo biti opustiti tijelo još više.
But at least for these 5 minutes we're going to let the body become more relaxed.
Postane opušteniji.
Now we move up to our eyes.
Sad se krećemo do naših očiju.
And we feel like through our whole body.
I osjećamo kao kroz cijelo tijelo.
There's a nice breeze. Nice air.
Tarac,
that's relaxing our body.
Zrak koji opušta naše tijelo.
I want you just to breathe in and out.
Želim da sada
three times.
Tri puta duboko udahnete I izdahnete.
Three deep breaths. One.
Duboka udaha.
Breathe in. Breathe out.
Udahnete, izdahnete.
Everyone, you just breathe in one more time.
Udahnete još jedan put.
You breathe out.
Izdahnete.
Breathe in.
Udahnete.
And you breathe out.
Izdahnete.
Then in the background, you can hear the music.
U pozadini možete slušati muziku.
Just Radhe and Sean.
Radhe, Sean.
Just listen to the music for a minute.
Slušajte ovu muziku neko vrijeme.
Listen to the music.
Listen to the music.
The name of Radha, or Radhe.
Radha.
And Shyam.
Shyam.
you allow that to help you to feel
to će vam pomoći
even more relaxed.
Da se osjećate još opuštenije.
Now I want just for you to imagine yourself sitting down at a desk.
Kako sjedite za stolom.
And you have a pencil and a piece of paper.
Imate olovku i komad papira pred sobom.
And with this pencil,
sa olovkom,
you're going to write,
ćete napisati
briefly your biography.
Svoju kratku biografiju.
In other words, you're looking over your life.
Promatraćete čitavi svoj život.
You've had so many occurrences.
Imali ste tako puno događaja.
So many activities.
Tako puno djelatnosti.
So many people you've met.
Tako puno ljudi ste susreli.
Some good and some bad.
Neki su loši, neki su dobri.
Some choices you've met.
Napravili ste različite izbore.
Some good and some bad.
Neki nešto ste dobro, nešto loše odlučili.
Now I want you to think about.
Želim da mislite.
The fact that you're really not the body.
Činjenicu da vi niste ovo tijelo.
And I want you to step out of your body
iz vašeg tijela.
And as if you're looking at yourself.
I promatrate same sebe.
You, the soul,
vi duša,
looking at your physical body.
Promatrate svoje fizičko tijelo.
You are sitting there, your physical body
sjedite,
is there.
Vaše fizičko tijelo je tu.
But your soul
duša
is outside,
je izvana,
looking at your physical body.
Promatra vaše fizičko tijelo.
Also, Krishna,
Krishna također,
who is in the heart as Paramatma,
u srcu kao Paramatma,
has also stepped outside.
Je izišao.
You, your soul,
vi, vaša duša,
is looking at you.
Vas promatra.
Krishna is looking at you.
Krishna vas promatra.
Now there's a conversation that's going on.
Dolazi do razgovora.
Your soul is saying,
vaša duša kaže,
so many lifetimes,
tako puno života,
we have been in different bodies.
Smo bili u različitim tijelima.
This lifetime,
ovaj život,
I have accompanied you. I have been with you.
Došao sam k tebi.
We've had so many ways,
imali smo tako puno,
that we have tried to engage,
načina da se pokušamo,
eating, sleeping, mating, and fearing.
Na toliko puno načina se bio angažiran, jedino
sometimes we have forgotten about our real identity.
O svom vlastnom identitetu.
But we have associated together.
Ali zajedno smo se družili.
Now,
sada,
Krishna is speaking.
Krishna govori.
Shyam is speaking.
Shyam govori.
Krishna, who plays the beautiful flute.
Krishna koji svira flauta na prekrasnom.
So in your mind, you just try to visualize.
Pokušajte vizualizirati.
That Krishna is there.
Da Krishna je prisutan.
Krishna is saying.
Krishna kaže.
There were times when you were alone.
Nekada si bio sam.
You thought you were alone.
Mislio si da si sam.
But I was there.
Ali ja sam bio prisutan.
There were times when you were sad.
Ponekad si bio tužan.
There were times when you were depressed.
Ponekad si bio depresivan.
There were times when you were physically and mentally hurt.
Fizički i mentalno povrijeđen.
But I was there.
Ali ja sam bio s tobom.
Everything that happened to you,
sve što ti se dogodilo,
was for some reason.
Je bilo na, imalo svoj svrhu.
Something for you to learn.
Trebao si nešto naučiti.
To grow from.
Trebao si izrasti.
Some of the experiences,
sva ta iskustva,
were things for you to give up.
Su bila namijenjena tome da ti odbaciš.
Some negative karma.
Neke negativne koncepte.
But I want you to know today,
želim danas da saznaš,
that you are always loved.
Da te uvijek volim.
You always will be loved.
I uvijek ću te voljeti.
And that I'm just waiting for that time,
i samo čekam taj trenutak,
when you can have my darshan in full.
Kada ćeš moći dobiti u potpunosti moj darshan.
Your soul is looking at you,
tvoja duša,
sitting in the chair,
te promatra, sitting
in the chair. That you in the chair is your body,
tu u stolici se nalazi tvoje tijelo,
and your senses,
i tvoje čulo.
But the real you is the soul outside of the body.
Je duša izvan tijela.
The real you always has opportunity,
uvijek ima mogućnost,
to be in touch with Krishna.
Da budu u kontaktu s Krishnom.
The real you knows Shyam.
Pravo ti poznaš Jamu.
The real you is always protected.
Je uvijek zaštićen.
So now I want you just to look closer at your body.
Želim
the soul looking closer at the body.
Pobliže promatrati svoje tijelo.
As you were thinking of your biography,
i dok razmišljate
svoje biografije,
o svojim iskustvima,
you realize,
svačate,
these things were separate from who you really are.
Su odvojene od onoga što ja zaista jesam.
As your soul goes back into the body,
kako se vaša duša vraća u tijelo,
you realize that many things that happen to your body,
su se dogodile sa vašim tijelom,
but not to you.
Ali ne i vama.
you realize that you actually can be in touch with Krishna.
Ste u neprestanom kontaktu s Krishnom.
That Krishna's love is always present.
Da Krishna ljubav uvijek tu.
There never was a time when his love was not there.
I nikad nije bilo vremena kada vas nije volio.
Your soul has known this all along.
Vaša duša nikad
nije
sama.
Only your body was thinking in a different way.
Samo je vaše tijelo razmišljalo drugačije.
So now your soul goes back into the body.
Sada se vaša duša vraća u tijelo.
Paramatma goes back.
Paramatma također.
Krishna Sham goes back into the body.
Krishna kao Sham se vraća u tijelo.
Now you're all together.
Sada ste svi skupa.
In that one form.
U jednom obliku.
Thinking about your life experiences.
O svojim iskustvima u životu.
But this time somewhat in a different way.
Ali ovaj put na nešto drugačiji način.
You want to try to recollect this feeling and this experience.
Pokušati se sjetiti tog iskustva.
Realizing that Krishna is always there.
Realizirati da je Krishna uvijek tu.
That he always cared about us.
Da on uvijek brine o nama.
His love is always present.
Njegova ljubav uvijek nama dostupna.
The soul is always there.
Duša uvijek tu.
Waiting to be fully recognized.
Čeka da bude potpuno prepoznat.
So now I want you to
sada želim da
begin to feel the prana running through your body again.
Osjećate, ponovo počnete osjećati pranu kako cirkulira.
As you begin to adjust and being back in the physical body.
Postupno se vraćate u svoje fizičko tijelo.
But the experience of knowing that Krishna is always available.
Iskustvo da
knowing that the soul is really different from the body.
Znanje da je duša različita od tijela.
Is experience to help you.
To iskustvo će vam pomoći.
That whenever these anxieties and fears from the past start hunting you.
Skoba i strahova iz prošlosti.
That you realize it's only the body.
To je samo tijelo.
It's only the mind.
Samo um.
That whenever you feel alone,
nikad ne
frightened,
usamljeni,
forsaken,
preplašeni,
or depressed,
depresivni.
That you allow this reflection to come back to you.
A kad god se tako osjećate,
whether you are asleep, walking,
bilo da spavate,
in the temple,
bilo da hodate,
at home,
bilo
at work,
u hramu, na poslu, kući.
You just remember that Krishna is waiting to appear more.
Da Krishna samo čeka da vam se još više i više razotkrije.
In your life.
U vašem životu.
That he's already there.
On je već tu.
But we have just turned away from him.
Mi smo se jednostavno okrenuli svoje lice od njega.
So he wants you to breathe in again three times.
Da ponovo tri puta udahnete.
And then after three times, open up your eyes.
I nakon što to učinite, otvorite oči.
And just to realize that any time you want,
da svaki put kad želite,
you can remind yourself,
možete se podsjećati,
that you can step out the body.
Da možete izići iz tijela.
The soul is different from the physical body.
Duša različita od fizičkog tijela.
And the Paramatma is there.
Paramatma je tu.
Fully loving you.
On vas voli.
Encouraging you.
Ohrabruje vas.
And ready to be with you.
I spreman je biti sa
vama. Eternally in the spiritual world.
Zauvijek u duhovnom svijetu.
So we breathe in one time.
Udahnemo jedan put.
Breathe out.
Izdahnemo.
We breathe in again.
Još jednom udahnemo.
Breathe out.
Izdahnemo.
Breathe in one more time.
Još jedan put.
We breathe out.
Izdahnemo.
If you can slowly open up your eyes.
Polako otvorimo svoje oči.
So we can open up the curtains.
Možemo sada otvoriti šator.
So my tape recorder went bad here.
Moj se
vokalni pokvario. I think it went into an alpha state also.
Mislim da je on nešto ušao u alfa stanje.
So, just real quick. The right side of the mind is very intuitive.
Uma je jako
like the feminine side.
To je ženska strana.
The left side is more analytical, more fixed on external things.
Usredsređenija na vanjske stvari.
So sometimes we are
ponekad
having some unnecessary fears,
imamo neke bespotrebne strahove.
We can just try to
možemo jednostavno pokušati
go back into that space,
se vratiti u taj prostor,
like a little example we did,
kao što ovaj mali primjer što smo imali,
of just seeing ourselves sit down,
jednostavno vidimo sebe kako sjedimo,
realizing that we are different from the body,
shvaćamo da smo različiti od tijela,
that the soul is existing,
da duša postoji,
and that Krishna is there,
i da Krishna je tu.
We can allow ourselves to be reminded
that
Krishna cares for us,
da Krishna brine,
is arranging so many things on our behalf. We just have to be more ready
mi samo trebamo biti spremni
to accept.
Da poprihvatimo.
So the day is Janmashtami,
danas je Janmashtami,
and a very wonderful time
jako prekrasno vrijeme
to think more about Krishna's actual appearance.
O Krishnoj pojavi.
So we want to just take 10 minutes for any questions you have about anything.
Imamo sad 10 minuta vremena.
Or maybe some of you would like to share what your reflections were, your experiences.
nešto vašim iskustvima.
When you were doing that slight reflection and meditation that we did.
Malo meditirali na ovaj način.
Someone like to share?
Da li neko želi reći nešto?
Anyone like to share some of their feelings when they were reflecting that they were outside of the body and that Krishna Paramatma also stepped out, looking on us with love and affection, understanding our history, but realizing that the history experiences were there for very special reasons,
that
we should never doubt
da nikad ne trebamo sumnjati
the Lord's presence
u prisustvo Gospodine
and his attention to
us. I njegovu pažnju koju nam poklanja.
Yes, please.
I will just shortly say
kratko ću samo reći
that I felt like
ja
complete fool because I was thinking, oh, what am I doing
mislila,
all this time?
Radim,
you know? And thank you, Maharaj,
because Maharaj.
I, you know, this was wonderful feeling.
Ovo je prekrasno.
And in one moment,
bio u trenutku,
at the end of this,
pri kraju,
I felt something like,
osjetila,
so I don't know, maybe it's because I'm in tamas.
Možda to zato što sam u tamasu ili šta.
Anyway, it was beautiful experience.
Ali bilo je prekrasno iskustvo.
Vaishnav the Korki! So in this light reflection, she was able to get a little glimpse that so many things we worry about,
mali uvid u to
so many things we put so much energy into,
stvari o kojima brinemo, stvari koje ulažemo toliko energije, u stvari nisu vrijedne.
Because they're only part of
samo
the garment.
Odjeća.
And that garment has its experiences.
A ta odjeća ima svoje iskustva.
But it's not the real us.
Ali to nismo zaista mi.
Anyone else?
Neko drugi? Mm-hmm.
When you asked us to step out
kada si
and to look at Paramatma,
I gledamo Paramatma
next to us, I somehow or other I could not connect looking at Paramatma.
Jer sam gledao Paramatmu.
He has four arms.
Ima
so
četiri ruke.
I could not connect with this.
Nisam se mogao s tim povezati.
So then you said you are speaking with Shyama Sundar.
Onda si rekao govorite s Shyama Sundarom.
Then I could connect more.
Onda sam se više mogao povezati.
And then he was speaking to me.
On mi je govorio.
And we were not there in front of my body, looking at my body.
Gledao moje tijelo.
But we were sitting at the branch of a nearby tree.
Ne, nismo, nije bilo ispred tijela, nego smo sjedili na grani obližnjeg drveta.
He was leaning against the trunk of the tree.
On se naslanjao na, na deblo.
And he was telling me about all of these things.
I govorio mi je puno stvari.
And he was telling all of these things.
I rekao sve ove stvari.
When he came back and we were looking at my body again, writing biography.
O tijelo, biografija.
He was saying all of this was not real because it was not connected with me.
Sve ovo nije istinski zato što nije povezano sa mnom.
The ink of the pages of the book that I was writing in.
I ta, kako se zove, tinta na stranama na kojima sam pisao.
Faded away.
Je počela blijediti.
And then completely disappeared.
I potpuno nestala.
And then I thought, my God.
Bože mili.
It's not real. It's
to
really istinsk. Not real.
To zaista nije stvarno.
It's not real.
To nije stvarno.
And then the book, the notebook also disappeared.
I onda je knjiga također nestala.
Krishna Bhagavan ki! So here in his case,
u ovom slučaju,
his Ista Dev was definitely not that is not Narayan.
To nije Narayan, eh?
But when he could reflect on Lord Shyam,
meditirali smo na gospodina Shyam,
his consciousness, his mind was much more
happy and aligned. I življi.
And as he was thinking of writing his biography, so many things in the life, so many issues, complications, problems.
Životu, puno različitih problema,
as he was reflecting on who he really was, the soul,
razmišljao tome ko on zaista je, on je
duša, the Lord being there.
Gospodin je tu.
He realized all of this book, this writing,
čitao ova knjiga koju pišem,
it's not important.
Nije bitna.
His meditation was of a deep nature where he's,
njegova meditacija bila duboka.
He visualized the book just
vizualizirao je kako
disappearing.
Knjiga jednostavno nestaje.
So from time to time we should just try to revisit.
Trebamo pokušati ponovo posjetiti
connection.
Ne, ponovo se podsjetiti te veze.
Anyone can do just very quickly in the mind.
To možemo vrlo brzo raditi u svom umu.
Just revisit.
Jednostavno ponovo posjetite
to stanje. I am sitting with my body, my intelligence and my senses.
Sa svojim tijelom, umom,
but I am outside.
Ali ja sam izvan.
And the Lord is there.
I Gospodin je tu.
Radha Kunjabi Hari, they are there.
Radha Kunjabi Hari su tu.
And they are fully giving me their shelter,
I daju
love,
svoje utočište,
guidance.
Svoju ljubav.
They are fully aware of why I had to or need to experience certain things.
Čega ja, zašto ja moram iskušati određene stvari?
Maybe one or two last ones and then we... Okay, in the back.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. This is the third time I had an experience like this.
Treći put da imam iskustvo ovako.
The other two was very bad.
Druge dva puta su bila vrlo loša.
The first time I was trying to sleep on my bed and I've seen I thought it was myself. Just
can you hear?
No.
Speak a little louder. You
oh,
can
sorry.
Hear.
And I've seen
you got hold up.
Something that I thought it was myself.
Pitala sam nešto što sam mislila da sam to ja.
On me, but it was a dark figure, and I was afraid, and I tried to awake, but I wasn't dreaming, I was asleep.
To nije bilo san.
The second time,
drugi put.
I was doing Reiki therapy,
ja sam pisala.
And when this therapy finished, I was relaxing, and I've seen a figure lying
osobu
by me,
kako leži pored mene.
This figure
i ta osoba
as my face,
je imala moje lice.
It was very
ali bio je
like an old person,
stari čovjek,
stari
osoba. It
was a bad face and
ima
I was ružno very scared.
It was scary.
Vrlo
yes.
Bilo zastrašujuće.
And this is the first time
to je prvi,
that
ovo je prvi puta
I can see
da mogu vidjeti
something
nešto.
Warm
toplo,
coming out from me,
da izlazi iz mene.
Feeling
i osjećam
feeling love,
ljubav
and being protected.
I osjećam se zaštićeno.
So thank you Maharaj.
Hvala ti puno Maharaj za ovo iskustvo.
Krishna Bhagavan ki. So in these three instances,
ova tri primjera,
she actually did step out of the body.
Ona je zaista izašla iz tijela.
And so as she stepped out the first two times,
prva dva puta izašla,
the atmosphere was not very spiritual.
Atmosfera nije bila jako duhovna.
And the subtle body connected with something that was not very healthy.
Se povezalo s nečim što nije baš jako zdravo.
Here we're in the temple.
Ovdje sam sad u templu.
Prabhupada Murti is here.
Tu je Prabhupada Murti.
So many deities are here.
Puno božanstva su tu.
So many Vaishnavas are here.
Puno Vaishnava.
So some unhealthy presence would not want to come into this
tako
environment.
Tako da nezdravo prisustvo ne može se ovdje osjetiti.
So therefore, as you
zbog
are reflecting
toga,
like this,
the
mind went into a very, very deep alpha state for you.
Ušao u vrlo dubok alfa stanje.
So because of that,
toga,
then you were able to feel,
bila si u stanju osjetiti,
feel some connection,
neku vezu,
some presence,
povezanost, prisustvo,
some loving association.
Ljubav i druženje.
So just try to remember that,
pokušaj
carry that with
toga,
you.
Nosi to sa sobom.
And when you're feeling challenged,
i kada si
having fear,
kada izazovima, kada se bojiš,
just allow the mind to go back
into
that
da se
vrati space.
U taj prostor.
There was another person right in the back.
Još jedna osoba tamo odozada.
Someone else can share?
Neko drugi želi govoriti?
I thought there's another hand in that area. Okay. Any last person would like to
zadnja
share?
Zadnja osoba koja želi ispričati.
Don't be timid.
Nemojte biti
it's your last
stidljivi.
Chance.
Zadnja prilika.
Would like to give the last discussion today. Raise your hand.
Ko želi zadnje right. Govoriti danas?
This will be our last devotee.
Imamo zadnjeg bhakta.
Hare Krishna. The experience that I had was quite odd in a way because when you started playing the music, it was the same music that I'd had played to me by a senior devotee who took me on a past life regression. During that experience, Krishna allowed me to see his toes.
Samo njegova nožne prste.
On this occasion,
ovom prilikom,
previous to your seminar, Maharaj, I witnessed the puja.
Prije što si govorio, Maharaj, ja sam promatrao puđu
just outside on a small tree trunk.
Izvan na maloj
it's a beautiful deity of Shamsundara.
Vidio sam jedno predivno božanstvo Shamsundara.
And when you asked me to step out the body, it was that deity,
but
in a moving form.
Međutim, koje se kretalo,
and
sam mogao vidjeti.
Krishna put his arm around me and
Krishna me zagrlio svojom rukom.
Very safe, very secure, and I witnessed my body
as a dry,
motionless piece of dull matter.
And
as you asked me to come back into my body, I looked at Krishna's face and he's covered with tilak and beautiful shining hair.
I prekrasno
and he was holding onto
kosu.
My hand and he
on
just let my hand
ruku,
go and I went back into my body again. And it was
a
very enlightening experience.
Vrlo,
Sri Krishna Balaram ki! Bhagavan ki! Okay. So I want to thank all of you. You taught the course. I was just the facilitator.
You
know, I started off by saying the best way to learn
is
we learn and maintain 70% of what we discuss and 90% of what we teach. Therefore, we didn't just want only to give a lecture. We didn't only want to share philosophy.
Nije bilo to zato što
we wanted
samo
to do that, but we also look at our day-to-day issues and struggles.
Se sukobiti sa našim svakodnevnim problemima I poteškoćama.
Most important, we wanted that by the time that you complete this course,
kada završimo ovaj seminar,
that there is some karma shift.
Dođe do neke promjene u našoj karmi.
Any of you who took the course seriously,
ako ste vi
there's been some change in karma.
Ovaj seminar, onda je došlo do neke promjene.
The kind of things we discussed,
stvari koje smo raspravljali,
where we try to bring more attention to your mind,
više pažnje posvetiti svome umu,
to the inner dialogue,
unutarnjem dijalogu.
You took the course seriously.
Ako ste ozbiljno uzeli ovaj seminar,
it's helped you to have a greater understanding
onda vam je pomogao
of what
da imate dublje razumijevanje o onome što je unutar
a greater understanding vašoj of the mental culture,
veće razumijevanje
mentalne
kulture,
we're having.
Dijaloga koji se odvijaju,
a greater appreciation of some ways we have
cijeniti,
sabotaged ourselves,
kako sami sebe sabotiramo,
some ways we've allowed others to impose on us,
i kako dozvoljavamo da drugi utječu
by
na
their
nas,
perceptions,
svojim
their interactions,
svojim,
sometimes their abuse,
utjecajima, ponekad s njihovim
zlostavljanjem. But we realize
ali svačamo,
that we don't want to be so fixed on our bodies,
usredsređeni na svoje tijelo,
our physical body, our gross body,
grubo tijelo,
or the intelligence,
na inteligenciju.
We want to spiritualize the mind and
intelligence.
And the way we do that,
I kako to radimo,
that we have to gradually begin to engage the mind
angažirati
more and more at the lotus
više
feet
I više
of the Lord.
Ga usresrediti na lotus stopala gospodina.
So we hope after
nadamo
tomorrow,
da
of course we have Prabhupada's
Vyasa Puja.
Later today we'll be discussing more things.
Danas ćemo govoriti još
Bhajans,
Krishna
Chandra will be speaking.
Će govoriti.
We'll have Abhishek.
Imaćemo Abhishek.
We ask you by 12 o'clock tonight that you offer a gift to Krishna.
And
so that
Krishna.
Gift should also be part of some things that you have been mentally accepting, that even in some cases caused you to physically act in an unhealthy way. So you have many hours before the night is there. Think about giving Krishna one of the greatest gifts you can give,
that
you give more of yourself.
Da date više same sebe.
Then one day we can give ourselves in full.
I onda jednog dana ćemo moći u potpunosti predati sebe,
Krishna. So I've also grown from this process of sharing,
kroz
ovaj proces
dijeljenja I slušanja od vas.
I feel a greater desire to try to help you, to serve you.
Osjećam veću želju da pokušam pomoći, služiti vas.
The other day as I was standing, I was praying to Srila Prabhupada.
Mantrao neki dan, molio sam se Prabhupada.
Somehow to help me to say something.
Da mi pomogne da kažem nešto.
To take some of the fear
što će odnijeti nešto od straha I boli iz vaših života.
Some of you
neki od vas
will notice next couple of days
primijetili kroz sljedećih
we will meet in the dream experience.
mi se možemo susresti u
as a way to try to give you some additional help.
Medij sana, sna, tako da vam mogu dati neku dodatnu pomoć.
About the experience of walking out of your body.
Na iskustvo kada ste izišli iz tijela.
Experience of Krishna.
Iskustvo Krišne.
Lovingly there.
Koji je tu pun ljubavi.
Looking at you.
Koji vas promatra.
Talking to you.
I koji vam govori.
This is the Krishna conscious society.
To je društvo svjesnost Krišne.
It is a society of falling back in love.
Ponovno zaljubljivanja u božanski par.
And we can only do that
a to možemo učiniti samo
by becoming
s time što ćemo postati vrlo
deep lovers.
Duboki
Iskan found the child that's in the Prabhupada ki Vaishnav the Gorki